What's unfortunate about all of this to me, though, Anderson, let's just put the politics to the side. There's been over $17 million, or roughly $17 million, in payouts from members of Congress on both sides to keep quiet sexual assault. I believe Nancy Mace out of South Carolina had a bill, I think, a month ago that she attempted to get passed in Congress to reveal who are these members who have paid out after being alleged to have had inappropriate relations with their staff members. And Congress voted against disclosing who those members are and were if some of them are now out of Congress. Just imagine that. Taxpayer dollars paying to cover up this type of atrocious behavior by the representatives that we elect to serve our interest. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It falls below despicable. And I'm saying this as a conservative. I don't look at this as a right or a left thing. I have a one-year-old daughter now. And to me, when I think about powerful men doing things against women who are subordinate to them, who can't really defend themselves, who may be afraid to speak up because they don't want to lose their jobs, and then our elected officials on both sides had an opportunity to say, you know what, we're not going to stand for this anymore. We're going to disclose the names. We're no longer going to pay out to protect powerful people. And they decided to bury it. Just imagine that, Anderson. In what universe would a moral society say that that is acceptable, that is okay?